Now for our second feature, Norwich's City College celebrates 125 years. Amanda Ulrich of the Evening News has written a brief history. Extracts from it are read by Chris Gillam.
From two world wars, the civil rights movement, and Norwich's expansion into a cultural and literary hub, City College Norwich has seen it all. 125 years after it opened as the Municipal Technical Institute on November 13, 1891, the school is celebrating its big milestone by telling the amazing stories of its alumni and staff. On the cusp of the 20th century, the foundation stone for what would eventually become City Norwich College was laid on St George's Street. On November 13, 1891, the technical school was opened in the hopes of putting people in the possession of such knowledge as would enable them to learn a trade, including carpentry, chemistry, mathematics and physiology. A year later, the school moved to Bethel Street, added practical woodworking courses for elementary school teachers, and even a free course for 40 boys recommended by their headmasters. In 1893, women became an integral part of the school community. They worked with men doing wood carving and were offered courses in dressmaking and cookery. The Education Act of 1902 shook up the college's structure, abolishing the school board and creating the Norwich Education Committee. More changes were in store later in the decade when the municipal secondary school for boys moved to Eton and became the City of Norwich School. The school was in for more big changes during the two world wars. The college diversified and expanded. In the mid-1930s, the shape of City College Norwich's current building finally began to form on Ipswich Road. However, as war loomed closer every day, progress on the steel frame of the college was put to one side and an air raid destroyed some of the building's progress. In 1941, it was inaugurated under a new name, Norwich City College and Art School. In 1953, the main college buildings were officially opened. It was the first college of its kind to be completed after the end of the war. Meanwhile, the school on St George's Street became its own independent operation, what we know today as Norwich University College of the Arts. A string of famous names has made its way through the doors at the college over the years, including the Princess Royal and the Queen, who graced the school with her presence in 2010 to award the Queen's Anniversary Prize for Higher and Further Education.